39 days after it began, the Israeli siege of the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem ended today, as dozens of Palestinian militants, clergy, and civilians filed out of the building. 13 Palestinians, considered terrorists by Israel, were immediately transferred to Tel Aviv Airport and flown to Cyprus. 26 other Palestinians were bused to the Gaza Strip. Last to leave the church were 10 foreign peace activists led out by Israeli police. NPR's Anne Garrels is in Bethlehem. After a tense week of negotiations, the siege is finally over.
Yes, but this has been a much longer occupation than I think anybody, and certainly the Israelis, anticipated. And certainly today, it was all held up for hours because of these 10 international pro-Palestinian activists who refused to leave. Israeli police went in and got them. The clergy had tried to persuade them to leave, but they refused. They demanded immunity from prosecution and deportation. The Israeli police went in and marched them out one by one. I called out to one of them, "Are you leaving, you know, of your own free will?" And they said, "No, no, no." The 13, as you said, have now gone to Cyprus. Those are the most wanted men by Israel, who Israelis say killed civilians. Then there are the 26, if you will, lesser gunmen who are now in Gaza, where they were greeted as heroes. There were flag-waving crowds there. American CIA agents have gone inside the church and collected the weapons. The Israeli forces tell me that the Palestinians did not live up to their end of the bargain, though, that they appear to have hidden some weapons. Not all the Israelis know that they have been turned over.
Did you go inside?
I did. I was actually just about one of the few to be able to go inside. It's filthy. I wouldn't say that there's been vandalism per se, but, you know, 200, 300 people have been living there for 5 weeks. There's garbage, food. One altar was used essentially as a cooking area, as a counter. The entire place smells of urine. The monks who are now beginning to go in have said that they're going to hold a ceremony tomorrow to re-sanctify the church. Now, and one other thing, the Israelis, police went in to get, but Israeli troops had not gone into the church and said that they made a point of not doing so. However, at the request of the clergy, although there were divisions among the clergy on this, I saw them squabbling over this, Israeli forces did go in to sort of secure the building, make sure there were no booby traps, and look for the weapons that are missing.
And what's the fate of the Palestinians identified as militants?
Well, the 13 who the Israelis say killed civilians will be in Cyprus for several days while their final destination and the terms of their residence are determined. Italy and Spain are likely to take some of them but other European countries, but it's not clear who's going to go where. And while Yasser Arafat has cast this as these men will be studying abroad, the Israeli brigadier general in charge of the operation told me today that these men, as far as Israel is concerned, will never be allowed to return.
NPR's Anne Garrels in Bethlehem.